I'm Tim O'Neill, Interim Chief Officer, Department for Health and Social Care.
So I guess, first of all, just to sort of set the scene here, could you just, in layman's terms, I suppose, explain this report and what it means, why it was commissioned?
Yeah, so following a motion in Tynwald, we've commissioned an independent report by a company called MIAA. We commissioned them in the summer, early summer, and they're reporting back. It's published tomorrow. And it looks at the governance arrangements that currently are set up within government in relation to banks care, and it makes some recommendations based on looking at four options.
Can you run me through some of those recommendations and I suppose what those four options are?
Yeah, so in really simplistic terms, the MIA report looks at four options. It looks at doing nothing, and just carry on completely as we are. It looks at fully implementing the St. Jonathan Michael's recommendations, so that's effectively carrying on the same direction as we're on now. Third option looks at what I would call strengthening and simplifying the arrangements we currently have. And the fourth option is reintegrating Manx Care back into a government department structure.
And obviously two of them are listed as a bit more viable than the other two. Can you run me through, I suppose, why they're the preferences, I suppose?
My reading of the report, it's obviously an independent report, is that the do nothing, given the strength of the recommendations in the rest of the report, would be an odd recommendation to move forward with. But it's a member decision, that's not mine. And then there's a line in the report which describes pretty clearly there's very little interest in moving back to a fully integrated model, back into reintegration into government.
And so the two preferred ones, so fully implementing the Sir Jonathan Michael report, why has it not been fully implemented already? Is it been half done? Is it not working? Why is that now an option on the table?
I think it's a stopping off point. I think it's 4.5 years since we started. It's the right time to review and have a look at it. The motion's very helpful to push us in that direction. And any governance structure with this kind of complexity, I think it's right to look at it externally and have a look at what's working and what could be improved. And I think the report makes some clear recommendations.
And then in terms of making that partnership closer, does that not kind of undermine the original idea of separating out the two?
Not necessarily. There's lots of different ways to implement an arm's length arrangement. I think that the report makes that pretty clear. From my point of view, as the Chief Officer Interim, it's about coming up with the right set of arrangements that are right for this island. So it's helpful that we can look at more bespoke ways of doing things to achieve that.
There are obviously lots of different themes in here. A big one's funding. There's a line here about financial oversight or expertise within the DHSC, how you don't have a finance director. There is one at Manx Care. There's another thing about how Manx Care look at their budget on the yearly basis rather than maybe long-term thinking. Yeah. So how are you going to have this extra oversight and this closer partnership without just more duplication of everything?
Yeah, it's a good question. So there are two things. There's the more working more closely together, better collaboration, bringing the key officers and members together at the right times. And the second is, certainly the report says, shifting away from the existing mandate architecture and moving towards something that looks a bit more like commissioning. So getting ahead of the planning. Plan, do, review is what commissioning is about. And if we move to that model, certainly what MIA are recommending is that we could start to do that integrated conversation a bit better.
And communication's been a constant thread, I suppose, in our reporting, in what you guys have been dealing with at DHSC. I mean, even recently we've had instances of questions around the Manx Care Act and whether it was breached and things like this. That core issue seems to come up time and time again. How are you tackling that?
Yeah, so I think some of the recommendations around this are followed through, it's helpful, I think, that the message comes across that a lot of our work flows around communication out to our residents who ultimately pay for the services, and it's really hard to lever in the right amount of capacity and capability to do that. So it's actually quite helpful to have that messaging, and it helps us to kind of review that position. And you know, constantly we talk about messaging that's both more timely, but also making sure we tell genuine stories about what's actually happening on the ground within service areas, and particularly around change. So again, very helpful prompts, I think, for us to move forward with if members agree.
Time and time again, we hear Manx Care's not working. It is an option there. I know it's not the preferred option, but at what point is government going to have to think about putting its hands up and say it's not working, we need to scrap it?
Yeah, I think for me, my reading of it is about the model of delivery. So there'll be hard choices. There always are, there always will be. And I think, again, this report helps us just to amplify some of those. I think the model is secondary to the hard choices we need to make, but also let's make sure we spend the money we have got incredibly wisely.
And I mean, money's the question. So the idea here that this report is going to go before Tynwald at the tail end of this year, with the aim of reporting back in February, obviously February being budget month. I mean, how is that all going to factor in?
We're going to be busy. I think the logic of bringing all that together is a sound one. You know, my officers know that's going to be much of their time spent doing that over the next 2 or 3 months, working really closely with Manx Care. As I said before, bringing the budget, the strategy and the longer term plan together in one conversation seems to make sense to me.
When the conversations happen within Tynwald in the next month or two, where does it go from there then in terms of preparing how you're going to implement it? I mean, you can't do it until the debates happen, but yeah. Where the wheels are in motion in some way.
So the two key stopping off points are debate in December, and then I'll bring a report back to Tynwald in February with an implementation plan with clear recommendations.
In terms of that debate, all options are on the table with the members?
Absolutely.
We're hitting a lot of negative points here, I think, in fairness, but I mean, are there any positives that you can take from the report?
I think there are two things. One is we've made progress on what is a huge change for the island. And then within that, of course, there are some really significant positive messages about Manx Care progressing really well in certain areas. And I guess the messaging around consistent and stable leadership is probably the most important one in that.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.